Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes. Is this Wednesday?
Brush your teeth.
Yeah. Man.
Still Wednesday.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
It could be Tuesday or Thursday. It does not feel like a Wednesday. So.
Nothing feels like a day anymore. Mm-mm. Every day is the same day. It's just all blends together.
Yeah. Yesterday, Julia from sales texted me. She's like, how's it going over there? I'm like, I don't know. Every day is kind of the same. I don't know what else to say. Thanks for asking, but mm-hmm. I got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's it going is taking on a new meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because now we all have something. In the old days, you could say, fine, mm-hmm. and you meant it. But now you're just not telling people what's going on. You're just...
Because it's the same thing with them. Like, everyone's experiencing weirdness. So it's like, they probably have it just as bad as me. So what's the point?
Yeah. Tony, how excited are you about the Who's the Boss reboot?
Who's the boss? Dot, dot, dot. Who cares? Like, I get
right?
so, I don't know. I have a bad attitude about all these remakes.
No, you don't. You have the correct attitude.
Do I?
Yes. Well, we all have the same one. To me, I've never been a comedy writer in Hollywood. I would be ashamed.
Right?
If my best idea was, what about the Flintstones? What,
uh-huh.
It's like...
What about the Flintstones, but it's in 2025?
What about you write... What about you create something
yeah.
new?
If your job is to... find the most popular 80s TV show that hasn't been remade yet.
Where everyone's still alive.
Yeah, like, okay, let's think about this. They already did Full House, and they already did... Like, find the one that might be popular, that hasn't been redone yet, and that's your idea of creativeness. Ugh. They live in the same house, by the way. Here's the synopsis.
You know about it, okay.
Here's the synopsis. I read about it. Here's the synopsis. They still live in that same house. Alyssa Milano's character, Samantha.
Oh, now we know why he knows all about it. He got a Google alert on his girl.
Yeah. Not anymore. That was junior high, Tony.
I should have gotten one on Judith Light.
Right? Right? She is supportive of the project.
Is she not in it?
But she's so far not in it.
Is she a million?
She's supportive.
How old is she?
I don't know.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, okay. Check it out. Can't be older than Tony Danza, and he's in
it. Who still looks great, honestly.
Still looks just exactly the same.
Same old Tony.
So
she's 71.
And how old's Tony?
Let's look him up.
So they live in the same house.
Okay.
Samantha is a single mom. Going through the roller coaster of emotions, living with her child and a prying father.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, remind me. I never watched this show. Tony Danza is her real father?
He's her father. So, Tony Danza. So, no, not. No, Tony Danza and Melissa Milano.
No, no, no. I mean, in the show,
Tony Maselli and Samantha Maselli. Yes.
Yeah.
He's her
so
dad.
So, who's Judith Light?
He is the ex baseball player, now housekeeper.
Okay.
So she's the single mom, New York executive, making the money, but needs help at home. Hires Tony Danza.
Who
brings his daughter. They move in. Tony Danza is the housekeeper. So
did they fall in love?
Yeah, I remember he walked in on her on the shower, and then there, and then it was like, yeah, walked in on her on the, in the shower, and then it was like bedroom eyes out of both of them.
Tony Danza is 69. Judith Light is still looking really good, too. I've seen her in a couple of things. I didn't realize this was the same woman.
Wasn't Katherine Hellman in that, too, from Soap?
Mona, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She had a giant forehead. She has to be dead.
She in 2019.
Okay.
I got all the answers.
You sure do.
I just read this article.
I just read this article.
And all I can think of is Alyssa Milano must really need a job.
Yeah.
If this is what we're doing.
Yeah. It'll be a success.
Will it?
Yeah. Fuller House set the standard. Like, Fuller House was a gigantic
success. It won't be on TV, though. It'll be on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Or, yeah. Right?
I think you guys are saying it's the writers. I mean, they're not guilt-free in all this, but I think it comes down to network executives.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They just, they're so uncreative. They're just like, well, what's a guaranteed slam dunk?
It doesn't even have to be a guaranteed slam dunk. What do we know won't fail?
Right, yeah. And it's just,
what do we know will at least be moderately successful and we'll make a little bit and we'll make money, not lose money?
It just feels like every show decision and movies, but it's like there's a checklist and you have to be able to check everything out. There's no, like, there's absolutely no actual creative freedom.
Well, okay. The only time I'm on network television is to watch the news, literally. Mm-hmm. And I'll see the promos for their sitcoms. And it, oh gosh, I'm for the first time in my life without an analogy. It's sort of like me finding my old parachute pants at my mom's house. Like, I can't believe I ever thought this was okay. Just the rhythm, the jokes, the premises, they're all so stupid and dated.
Yeah, it's odd to see something with a laugh track in 2020.
Yes.
Even like a watch, does Seinfeld have a laugh track? I can't even call it up. Yeah. And then Friends does. And
yeah, almost everything did back then.
I'm still like a little, it's jarring to watch that because I don't watch anything new with a laugh track.
Yeah. Or if they didn't have laugh tracks, it was live audiences.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And on Netflix and Amazon, I now have Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Apple TV. I just added just to watch the Tom Hanks movie. And it's the opposite, where there are too many choices. I just can't commit. I'm sure everyone out there is like me. How many times have I stopped on, like, Dark from Netflix? And I'm like, can't do it. Can't do it. I can't commit. Can't do it. So I go back and watch episode 19 of How the Universe Works for the 15th time. Anyway.
The new comedy will explore generational differences as well as opposing worldviews.
No one's done that before.
Oh. So Tony's going to be like the old conservative dad.
Here we go.
And Alyssa Milano's going to be Alyssa Milano.
Right.
Single mom. And they're going to clash all the time. And I'm sure
Her kid's Tony, precocious.
Yeah. And I am sure in the end of every show and every argument, Tony's old conservative ways will be proven wrong.
Yeah.
And she'll have shown him the light.
She's going to be like, it's a woman's right to choose. And he's going to be like, you can choose to get out of my house then. And then the laugh track's going to start. But then by the end, he's going to be
on the
right side of history.
Then they'll wheel Katherine Hillman's corpse out and just not even reference it. Well, who's the guy, Rachel, you said some guy's talking about Biden? Like, forget the polls.
Forget the polls. What do I have here? Oh, this is a man who has accurately predicted, like, every presidential election. Let me pull it up here. Sorry, I'm having a hard time recalling this off the top of my head. He accurately predicted that Trump would win.
Mm. I know who you mean.
Yeah, I was being facetious when I was like, forget the polls, but this person apparently is showing a Biden win in November.
Uh-oh.
Open link. Here we go. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I
got it. Alan Lichtman.
Yeah,
he's correctly predicted every presidential election since 1984. He looks at 13 different categories dubbed the keys to the White House that have more to do with the record of the incumbent party occupying the White House than the nominees themselves.
Isn't it a little early?
Can
a lot happen between now and election?
Yeah, totally.
And I think even more than any other year, because you always talk about October surprises and things like that. It's going to sound like such a cop-out, but I truly believe that it's 50-50 right now. Like, yeah. I've said that to people.
No, I agree with that.
I was at...
I think it's too early to tell. I think it really could go either way.
I was at Capitol Grill the other night with some colleagues, and someone recognized my voice, and they're like, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. What are the chances? I'm like, 50-50. Like, it's 50-50. And what's so interesting to me is we know the Trump people. We know the Biden people. They say they're 13% undecided. Does that hit you as a lot?
Yes.
Me too.
They're saying
13%. So we know that between now and then, something huge is going to happen on COVID. We're either going to get a vaccine or things are going to get a whole lot worse. We know that something huge is going to happen on the economy. We're either going to get a $5 trillion stimulus or it's going to be deadlocked. And we know that both of these guys are going to say stupid stuff. It's just going to be a matter of who says the dumbest stuff that really sticks.
Right.
Yeah. Does that matter anymore, though?
It might to the 13%.
And the timing does.
Yeah.
If somebody says something real stupid 5 days before.
For example, Biden just today or yesterday said to the African American journalist, Are you on cocaine? Are you a junkie?
Yeah.
We all know what he meant because he was like, why should I be taking cognitive tests? What are you trying to say? But it doesn't take many of those.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm just skeptical because the October surprise in 2016 was legitimately a recording of President Trump saying that he grabs women by their private parts on an Access Hollywood bus. And I was like, this is it. No one could ever
the
survive
biggest
this.
October surprise of all time.
And then it was fine. Think, it was think, fine like one day later.
But the thing is, as bad as that was, there was the competing, there was the Comey Hillary thing that had just came out too, where Comey said that Hillary did all these terrible things. Like, wasn't going to press charges, but she did all that. So it was like they kind of evened each other out because they were both, I mean.
I'm just thinking in terms of like
obviously
scandal.
Totally different. Yeah. Right. Obviously totally different things.
Rich brings up a great
point.
Two
big negative.
October surprises used to mean scandals. Now we're bored of scandals. Immune. Yeah. We're kind of immune to scandals. I think it's, I think it's all about turnout. Do we do mail-in? Do we do 2 days? Do we do a traditional? To me, it's about do people Rachel's age show up or not?
And I believe that to be the 13%.
Yeah.
I think there's a 13% of people out there that are 50-50 on whether they vote or not.
Yeah.
They've already made up their mind.
Yeah.
They've already made up their mind, but can either side get their portion of that 13%?
Tony, that's a very interesting point because I, well documented, am in that group of, oh my God, I don't want to hold my nose again. And so that could be the most important people. The people who don't like anyone, but they're going to vote. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be standing in that little booth, and it's a matter of whether they write someone in or they don't vote for president. I think that's a really big group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.